Woo-wee. Whoa, that was a hot hour, wasn't it? I don't know if my Huskies are still on or not, but anybody there? That's all right. You can call in. This is Project VQ. That was such a fun last hour. Forgive me if you didn't get notice on it, but the BBS radio's internet, excuse me, email server's down because of you. And I want Don Newsom's gonna punch me in the face when I say this. Keep sending in your projects. Let's get this thing going. Keep sending in your projects. We are watching you. By now, you have seen what we're up to. I'm gonna take calls this entire hour, so just call in. But you're now seeing the evolution of how we're gonna fund you. We have a sovereignty fund for you. I need you identified in this. So we're sovereign. We're going around the system. These people want to help fund your projects. Keep your donations coming in the aspect of participation. We're not making any money off you at $2.95. We just need your identity so we can get you funded and get you a lot of resources. Just keep publishing your ideas, your suggestions on how to improve the world. The last group wants to be naked all the time. That's a good project. I think I like naked projects. But so, keep the projects coming so that we can identify you. I know you feel like you're never satisfied with time and delineation of time. I assure you, we're being approached so that you get satisfied. There's not very many of you, by the way. So I need more population. All your ideas are great, but we only need so many collaboration centers. Only need so many healing centers. We need people that want to do something and be catalysts for doing things like fixing BBS's internet server and email server. So donate some time to BBS or otherwise and just have so much fun with it. They have it handled. They'll get on top of it. Just keep drilling us with opportunities so we can be on top of things. All right, Project Views Q, let's talk with, let's see, Zosia. I got to get back to Zosia. She was so much. Hey, Jonah, I'll talk to you. John, I'll talk to you. Robin, I'll get on you. But Zosia on line four. Procreation and infusing line four, are you there?
Hi, Q. Can you hear me?
Who's
Can
this?
you hear me?
Is this a prank call? Prank call, prank call.
Didn't get enough. I had to call back. I had to call back.
I love you.
I love you so deeply. Such an amazing show. Thank you for.
That was a lot of fun. We have to keep this going, don't we?
Absolutely. And maybe that's why we
Cool.
got the second hour.
So what's the deal with procreation? Isn't that a funny name?
It is a funny name, procreation, like an
Creating
ATM.
procreating. Okay, go ahead.
I like the creation part. So actually on our show last the last not this last one, the one before,
Did
you
you say the name of your
mentioned
show again? I'm sorry, what's the name of your show
Unstoppable
again?
Love. Unstoppable
Unstoppable
Love.
Love, and it airs every 2 weeks before my show PRQ. Is that correct?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay.
And if
Okay,
anyone
cool.
missed it, please, Q is on fire. It's so fun. It's like Q stripped down, literally.
I just can't help myself. Can't help myself. It's the only thing that makes sense here is making love. I can't think of anything else that makes sense.
Exactly. What else could, what, that's what's left. All the
I
rest
mean,
is not
at least
even.
it's honest. It's actually honest. Someone's giving me their attention or vice versa. I mean, it's truly honest. You have to admit it.
Absolutely. And then the light grows. So isn't it our duty to do
We have to
that?
procreate. We have to make more light if we're truly in the light.
Exactly. Exactly. We're in the light. It's really glorious. I don't know what, I'm running out of words. I don't know any more exclamatory words or expressive words, but it's
So, do we have a topic we want to talk about?
Sorry, sorry. blog.
Are we just
concept.
going to
You do have a
whisper in
show
each
going.
other's ear the entire show? I'll just
I
whisper
would
in your
totally do
ear.
that. I would totally
Okay.
do that. Okay, let me help
Okay.
your show. Okay.
Thank you.
So, on the Unstoppable show, the first one, you mentioned regarding procreation that we had the ability to touch you if you are pregnant. A light being would come through that vessel, and we wouldn't be with that being necessarily. We would just touch it. So my question is, I feel I know the answer. Did you do that to me for my two babies?
That's correct.
Yes, how cool. I knew I carried light. I'll just share with everyone if it opens up something for them. My first pregnancy with my daughter, I lived in New York City, and every single day I had a smile on my face and I had such joy. And I always knew that. So in hindsight, it was a light. The light was in me, and the same with my son. Wow.
Yeah,
It's so helpful to share that.
let me help out if you don't mind. Okay, so
Yeah.
most women, regardless of their higher connection with themselves or their relationships, most once you have another being inside you growing and maturing, the light is automatically in there. It does, there's no other way to create life than the light. So source, you like to use the word God, whatever. So pregnant women, as an example, do not get sick, at least fundamentally sick. The intrinsic sickness that you see in colds and flus may have, adverse effects of having another being in you, but that body that's inside you growing is from another being. So when we procreate, I'm transferring my fluids to you, vice versa. And once that being comes into you, it has to be animated by source. And so most of us keep source in us until about the age of, I'd say the DNA starts kicking in, epigenetics start kicking in about the age of 10. So up until that point, you're very light, very light. If you can remember before you were 10, I love 2 and 3 year olds because they start getting really bitchy because they know they're not from here. They're like, this place sucks. And that's why they call it the toddler twos, the whatever words you have. 3 year olds are like, and then by the time they get to 5, like, all right, I accept it. I'm going to kindergarten. And you know, and but they have so much knowledge up into that. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love the way you just put that. It makes total sense now.
Yeah, and so about the age of 10, I don't want to put that delineation of age, but it's somewhere in there, plus or minus a few years, depending on your environment. Whereas there's some tribes that they never lose it. People in the Amazon or in Africa, they never really lose their spirit energy because they're never indoctrinated into another system. They don't have mind control, many other things. So it's a great study, and I thank you so much for validating that you recognize me. I love you very much.
I love you very much. Can I finish it with one last piece just for the audience? Would you also
Why
say that?
not? Why not?
Well, I should let you answer. Did you touch, for everyone here listening, did you touch all of our mothers in that similar way?
All of your what? I'm sorry.
All of our mothers when they birthed us?
Everyone has some connection with me somehow, some way.
Okay. Okay,
And the
great.
mermaid. So you can throw it away, it's fantastic, but you all have a connection with the mermaid nine. We created life here. This is one of our planets. It should be very normal for you to speak to yourself that you created planets in the universe. There's trillions of planets in the universe. That means that you, it's not ours per se. We just activated life here. That's all we did. We just created a catalyst for life.
Family light getting together. It's so fun.
You're really hot, but when you deal with the mermaid, and on that context, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough run for you to come back to the game.
What do I do? What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. I'm
just
don't
know. How does that work?
It's just a joke. Babe. It's just a joke.
I know it is. So is mine. I love you so much. I'll let you go talk to everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful day. All right. Let's get on. Hey, BBS, I'm going to jump around a little bit. Thank you for the call. Soja, it's your shows. You're doing it so well, like, because we get to be playful and kids. And that's what I'm endorsing is let's just have a lot of fun here. And that's what I'm gleaning for. I have to jump around, BBS. I'll get to you, Jonah. Don't worry. But I want to talk to Karen from Arizona on line 6. Question and comment on the alien interview from the PRQ homesteading and timelines. Also, why do you guys cut me off? I'm really not happy about this. I mean, I'm just working here, you guys. Can we do Karen from Arizona on line 6? Questions and comments on the alien interview. Karen, are you there?
Yes, Q. I love you.
To do it and get it out and validate the information on For the People Out Space. Thank you for listening to it. I know it's granular and it's a lot of information, but thank you. What are your questions?
No, Q, this touched me deeply. If I get emotional, I was in peace energy. And then I feel like my body wasn't in attack so much as my body caught up with what you said, too. When I was a little girl, so my dad's retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. He was offered lieutenant colonel. He ultimately turned it down. My point being is we were stationed at the old Aviano Air Force Base in northern Italy. I grew up there. Where I'm going with this is my dad connected with a general who would fly in from the Pentagon. His name was General Zumkoff, but later confirmed by an interview from Dr. Sala to Asiago. And it involved the Montauk Project. But when I was little, I would hear my father. His name was Seymour. I know Q, but I'd love to confirm, but I don't almost need the confirmation. What an aspect of you. When I heard your voice, like Sosha and Lauren brought up in their last hour, is playful and beautiful it is, then I become a little more sober, if you will, for lack of a better word, where your alien interview, my dad talked to us about this when we were kids. He knew what that was about, Q. And now you hear you and see your voice. He knew it, Q. And he spoke to us. Forgive me for being so intense, but it touches me because I knew it. I knew what they did to you. I can't really express it that way. I don't know why I know, but I know I know, but I don't know why, if that makes sense. And does that make sense or is that messed up? I want to say effed up too, honestly.
And okay, so anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I knew what you
thought. Let me give you a little more information so we can create some more dialogue. Is that okay?
Please.
Okay, so if you got the actual recordings of me in those alien interviews that the CIA scrubbed, I would sound almost identical to how I am now, or you would at least feel the information. So you should validate that you got that right. I don't know truth from fiction, but that feels like the same person in that gray alien. Okay. And I had a lot of help. I had U.S. military help me, Billy helped me, many different people. Now, all the Air Force, if you're a child of an Air Force individual at that level, all of you got abducted. You don't have a choice in it, because they wanted to screen and hide information outside of you and inside of you. So everyone got profiled if you were in the Air Force system, not so much the Army, not the Navy, but always anyone affiliated with the Air Force somehow got profiled and screened. So I don't want to put a level of information into you that you don't already have, but you already know that you've been abducted, so I don't have to tell you. Is that correct?
Sure.
All right. What that does, the abduction process, is what it does is it gives you more knowledge, because they didn't do a very good job. So we're getting our memories back. So they wiped us enough to stall our knowledge center. But now, as we're older, certainly if you're after 40 and 50 years old, you're going to get all that knowledge back. And that's why so many people on their deathbed in their 80s and 90s go, oh, my God, I got it. And they die. So that's what's happening to you now. You're getting all that information back. Yes, I knew your father.
Yeah, I know you did, because he's a satellite of you too. And my mother actually had that mermaid aspect of her, and I was blissed. So I don't look at myself as a victim. I look at myself as ungrateful, because what I'm grateful for is the knowledge that we're growing and what you've come to assist us in assisting ourselves, Q. So I know I'm being more intense and emotional, but forgive me. I love you so much, and I'm so in gratitude. I almost said you have no idea, but you do. You do, Q. The vastness is infinite. Also, Lauren and Zosia then moved my energy. It shifted it from intensity to just such a beautiful hug, both all of you three. And it was so beautiful, because it... you raise the bar from one teeter-totter aspect to the next. So that duality aspect is so incredibly, I can only express it as gorgeous. It's like velvet that rolled, like a carpet that kept rolling and rolling. You're so beautiful. So one thing I wanted to break up quickly with Lauren and Zosia, when I met Donnie, I kept having flashbacks of him connected with me. Donnie, we're Donnie Quinn in Arizona. You know of us. But honestly, Q, there was never a compromise. And I was only in my 20s human life at the time that I met Donnie, and knew because of you and Mermaid's cutout, if you will, or stencil, or aspect of what true love truly is. And my mother and father have the same love cue. There was no
You can see the model and the template we made. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I mean, totally cue. There was never a second guess when I met this gentleman. But it's like you, I love that you shared a depthful, heartfelt aspect of Mermaid knocking on your door, so to speak. I mean, metaphorically or whatever it was. It was an aspect of, I wasn't going to impart my deep love for Donnie until he recognized it in me. If he didn't, there was no one else I was going
to
compromise.
You had to be brutally honest, didn't you?
Yes, sir. And if he wasn't in that same frequency, but I didn't know that I knew. Again, another recognition cue. But I apologize for being so intense, but you brought so much up today, which you always do. But this really touched me. So I just want to give all of you thank you and deep love and gratitude. I mean, this is incredible.
Give Donnie my love, and I love you very much. Beautiful call, and you're never intense. You are you. Thank you so much.
Blessings. I love you and Mermaid and the whole Q team and BBS. Love you, Q. Thank you.
Thank you. I always enjoy your call, Karen. Thank you for the call. Unbelievable. These people are in Arizona and they hold this amount of light. And when you're in Arizona and you're dealing with their politics, I'm just amazed at how patient they are with their politics there and how much Arizona is a cherished place for me. Flagstaff, PRQ team loves it. Sedona, there's just so many great places there. The Last Stand and many wars there, it's quite an exploration. All right, jumping around again. BBS, I'm going to go to line. We'll start from the beginning. Line one, update on the Creation Lightship. Carolyn from Texas on line one, Creation Lightship. What do you have?
Good day. How are you?
Awesome day to you. I am unbelievably happy.
That's wonderful.
I just had verbal sex with two women for like an hour. It was incredible.
That's wonderful.
We're all finished. We're all well taken care of. So anyway, it was fun. That was a fun hour. Hopefully everyone got to hear it. We're going to do it again in a couple weeks. Anyway, what's your question?
The Creation Lightship has not been answering their emails for the past couple of weeks. So I wondered what's happening with them. They had you could write in and ask questions about the clearings and they'd give these fantastic answers, but we haven't gotten anything in a couple of weeks. And
is
we're
Caroline
getting
still there? Okay, go ahead. What's your question, Carolyn?
What's my question? Are they still there or what's happening with them?
I didn't hear your question. Go ahead. What's your question?
The Creation Lightship has not been answering their emails for the past couple of weeks, and I'm concerned. What's happening? Are they still there? Has the Creation Lightship left? What's the status of it?
So Ron left the planet quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't rely on. Okay, I'll say it again. As obvious as this may be, why would someone want to stop me from communicating about the Creation Lightship? It's getting obvious, everyone. All right, the Creation Lightship webpage. As Ron leaves the planet, he's not going to support the information, but the information he left us is extremely prominent. Don't give up on it. Okay, don't worry about responsiveness to some administrator managing the webpage, because we can have a lot of intrusion. I assure you, the healings are still valid and still knowledgeable. You don't need to interact with any of us.
Okay.
Did you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, thank you.
So the information, use the tools as you want. The goal is to get you comfortable at doing your own self-healing, self-balancing, self calibration and so forth. And so the one that I expect all of us to endorse is removal of your barcodes. Don't let the DNA control you anymore. Remove your barcodes and get your whole life clearing so you don't get abducted anymore. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. I've done most all of that.
It will work. And if you don't feel comfortable that you've got it complete the first time, you can do it 100,000 times. But I assure you, you'll have no problem if you remove your barcodes and the DNA restrictions. Here's an example. The reason you're calling me is because you're seeking, you're searching, you're looking. Are you not?
Yes.
And it's working. Don't lose faith in yourself. Thank you so much for this call. Do you have another question? All right. Thank you, Caroline. I'm losing you, so sorry. I'm going to move on to another caller. Robin from Michigan, confirmation on the question they asked you in Costa Rica. Robin, are you there in Michigan, line two?
Yes, I'm back here in Michigan, which I was in Costa Rica.
The new girl. Wow.
Yeah. So I asked you a question when I was on the beach in Costa Rica, and I got two answers, and I just want to confirm that you recall that question.
Okay, so your longevity questions are interesting. Go ahead and tell everybody your questions.
Longevity? No, it was actually in regard, unless I'm misunderstanding you, into my name, which is not my identity. I get that, but somebody brought it to my attention in the at the retreat. Ra, Bin.
Is that
B I N?
I'm gonna stop you again. I said longevity.
Oh, okay. So I'm pretty sure the answer was yes, that I am affiliated with the Ra and the Sun. Am I the daughter?
So let's be careful with the identity, but
right.
It's safe to assume that your normal purpose in you, the expression of yourself, is a warrior. You're just an ass kicker. Ra only breeds ass kickers. Okay. That's all.
Okay.
That's all she knows. She does not look at Princess Diana. She does not take any shit. You don't either. And so you should be very comfortable. The reason I'm giving you this much information is because you got it right. You're used to getting what you want because you stand up for yourself. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You're spot on. Good one. I love you. Thank you so much for that confirmation.
You bet.
All right.
The reason I use the word longevity is because you've been doing this so much over and over again. And you help so many people just by your actions. That's something Ra would breed. She would create that. The Sun does not stop, does it? Neither do you.
Nope. And I love the Sun, and the Costa Rica retreat was amazing. So,
and it was.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with some funny people, though, huh?
Hey, by any chance, were you hanging out in a tree?
I'm very close to a tree, yes. Yep.
All right. I just wanted to put a little confirmation on that also. So
thank you so much for calling in. Calls are always very advanced. Thank you.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to get together with you again and do like maybe a threesome with Mike. Are you... Should I check with your people in regard to your availability?
Sure, I love threesomes. I don't know about Mike, though.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time. Have a beautiful
night.
Thank
you. All right. Let's see if we can move on. Beautiful night to you. Okay, so we have, I hope I don't get this wrong, but we have John from Vancouver, Canada on line 3. How to receive help from mentors who have passed on. John, I think, John, you're in Vancouver. Are you the one who had your son pass away?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
All right, John, what's your question today?
Well, I spoke with you and, well, hi, IQ, hi.
Hi.
I spoke with you 2 weeks ago, and plus I spoke with you a couple of years ago. Yeah, my son had passed, and you had said to me, hey, you said, I want you to consider to maybe not call him your son, but call me your mentor. But I couldn't really continue on with the conversation. I was really upset still. But what did you mean? Like, how is my son going to be my mentor? And then how do I get help from him? That's because I want to do so many things now to help the world. And, maybe my son.
So, you know, John, you sound completely different than when I first talked to you a few years ago. You know that, right?
Yeah, you remember that, eh?
Yeah. I can remember everything if I want to. Otherwise, I forget everything on purpose. Okay, so your completely different individual is proof that someone was helping you and or you were helping yourself. Now, how did you go from A to Z? Can you think of something that moved you in your life that taught you that you wanted to grow, expand? What was it that... What is the one thing you can hang your hat on that helped you advance yourself?
I think just listening to you, following what you've been saying, how to take the thoughts from your head, drop in your heart. I mean, I've been following you since you were on Ted's show, and you know, I thought it was fantastic. And listen to Simon Parks, listening to Ron Emmetron on doing, you know, did a few of those shows. I just want to, I mean, that stuff makes me comfortable. It makes me happy.
Okay. You know, watch this. Watch this. Now, what did you experience when you lived with your son?
No, it's kind of dark times. He was so much into his alcohol addiction. He would never come out of his room. I'm just sad.
But why? But why? Now just look at why.
I don't understand the question.
Disgruntled with this. They know so much. They're disgruntled, aren't they? They're trying to hide. They're trying to mask their issues, aren't they?
Yeah. You told me. I asked you, why didn't he come out? Why didn't he just kind of hang with other people or family? And he said, it could be because, you know, he sees, the way I understood, the way you explained to me then, he might see things like the entities, and then you could concentrate on like people's left eye, because the entities will come in, but they can't stay long enough and they'll come out. I go, okay, but, you know, I didn't know how
to understand. I'll give an example. When I go to the grocery store, and this is what I meant when I said you had a mentor there. When I go to the grocery store, 1%, if there's 100 people in the grocery store, 1% are not aliens. They don't have octopuses on them. They don't have beings animating them. There's not reptilians. It's everywhere. So your son had the ability to see everything and threw in the towel, just said, this is not the place for me. That's what I'm saying as a mentorship, is why could he see so much? And he told you in a different way than maybe the words you expected. I assure you that his mentorship is the dialogue we're talking about right now, because you're getting it off your chest. And we prove now with me that this individual could see so much garbage here, they threw in the towel. That's the mentorship I did my best to explain to you.
Yeah, no, he did say that, like when I went to see him in Seattle when he was living there, and that's where he also passed. We were sitting at the Swedish hospital, and he told the doctors and nurses when he closed his eyes, he saw monsters. And I said, mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
All the doctors at Swedish hospital are monsters. And, you know, spent a lot of time at Swedish hospital and did my best to destroy their cancer research system. Guess I wasn't successful.
You're not very popular there. Oh, sidebar here for a second. Are you still in Greater Vancouver, or did you move back to Washington State? Or is that?
Yeah, I moved. I'm on the West Coast. I won't tell you where I'm at, but we came out of Brisbane a few months ago. I spent a lot of time in Metchosin. I was very, very happy in Metchosin. And okay, it is our legacy. It's our legacy home. Lemurian days, we would have gone from Vancouver to Australia. There was a big landmass in the Pacific that is not there anymore, but that would have been our normal routine to go from the north to the south in the seasons.
Okay.
But I can tell you I'm on the West Coast of United States.
Okay, cool. Well, I do want to, learn so much. Like when I got my investments in my currency. So I know you spoke about them briefly in the past, but when they finally go to the moon, I can use that money, and I'll do my projects with you guys. You don't have to fund me, because I'll have so much money, yay, that I'll fund those.
All right. I can't wait to have money, too. I wondered when I'm going to get that black card, but anyway, when I told the military to F off, they didn't like that. So anyway, I'll starve like the rest of us. It'll be no problem.
Are you going to ever do meet and greets though, when the projects take off, like all the different ones? Or
yeah, I am going to defer it to the military though. They have so many project managers, and that's why I just want you to populate, you know, your identity. And they got so many good PMs over there that it's just a better suit for me, and I can go and retire, and you guys can have a heyday. You just have so much fun.
Okay, I suppose that's like a bit of a no. You'll never. But if I ever hear your voice someplace, I'm going to yell out, "Hey, Q!" If you turn around, then I'll know it's you.
Yeah, it's worked. I mean, it's worked out pretty good. It's worked out pretty good. No one really has a photo of me. So once I get, I think my voice is gonna bury me when I do, you know, start working in some of the projects and some of the military programs. All the military guys know who I am. So that's not a big deal. And they won't expose me, you know. Robert David Steele was so good at hiding me. He just bashed me all the time. I loved it. So I
love him too. I met him in the
yeah, we did a really good job of just making me a ding dong, but I can still put the information out. So it was really cool. We're pretty clever at this stuff. Thank you for your call. You're brilliant, and never doubt how incredible you are. And you don't need anybody outside yourself. And
well, thank you for
your son would like
that,
and
thing.
Your son would like you to know that.
Thank you, and thank you very much for explaining all that to me. It means a lot.
Thank you.
Love you so much. Love you so much. Thank you.
Great love to you. All right, let's see if we can get to another British Columbia one. BBS, thank you for the call on the last one there from John. Let's do Jonah from British Columbia. Man, Jonah, you've been hanging out for quite a while. I'd like to share Joe Mo with you. Jonah, are you still there?
I am here. How are you doing?
Dude, I'm sorry to keep you hanging so long.
Joe was a killer this afternoon. Did you hear that?
Yeah, thanks for hanging on so long, man. Thank you.
No worries. So it's Joymo. It's Joymo. And we'll
I love Bustin' BBS's typing because there's a special little clubhouse comedy we have going behind the scenes when they can't spell anything.
Okay. Well,
cool.
So basically what it is through this whole process of learning from what you guys have been teaching us and going within and even the land patents and all that, eventually I realized that we all have like two passions. We have our personal passion, and we also have like a community passion or a collective passion, if you want to put it. Most of us are kind of brainwashed into feeling that we need to just focus on the community. So, and I was one of them. And eventually I realized that I actually have something that I really, really, really enjoy doing, and I needed to put that first. So through that process, we quickly realized that we really just want to do what we want to do. And this is my partner, Margaret, and she's my twin. And we know we're in your wheelhouse. Because we pretty much do the same thing you guys do. But through this process, I discovered that I'm going to collaborate through my personal passion first and then my community passion second. And that was a big one for me because I created this manual on community governance, on how we could roll out community action centers. And then we got to the point where, well, we just want to have our own ranch. Once we got onto the homesteading, we're like, we just want to do it all ourselves, have our own greenhouse, have our own land, do it all. Then we realized, well, how are we going to do it all ourselves? We're going to need people to come help us. Well, who wants to come help us? So then we realized that the art of actually getting on your own land and everything is the joy of missing out. And that was Margaret. Margaret said that to me, and she goes, yeah, we just got to get used to getting happy by missing out on what everybody's telling us what we need to do. So we were going to create our Joymo Ranch, where we were going to invite people to come and participate in whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, however they want to do it. So I just want to kind of share. We just wanted to share that whole idea of when
you guys got it right. Jonah and Margaret, I love you guys tremendously because and you can see why I've prioritized homesteading. You know, Canada is next on my list. Ireland, Sweden, they're all in South Africa, Africa in general. I'm gonna knock all those out. And you got it right. You figured it out. If I could just be free and clear somewhere, that's all I really want. Is that what you just told us?
Pretty much. But the idea is that we're so used to being on schedules that come and participate in something that you want to do, get outside of that normal routine, go volunteer or work on a ranch somewhere, or even if it's your own ranch, but just as a stepping stone. So some people that are a bit more advanced in this living this way will already have their ranch. They'll already have their homestead. And then people that are learning about it, they'll be able to come and have joy and peace by missing out on all that other crap. And then they come here and they get to figure out what they love to do. And then they can leave and take what they want with them. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely. It seems like the Amish had it right, didn't they?
Pretty much, yeah. And we all just collaborate. Yeah. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is you're doing, but the whole idea is that we don't have to be doing what all that other stuff. Just find out that little passion that you love to do and then just do it and then build around it. And the people that will collaborate with you will show up. I know I'm just speaking to the choir, but that's pretty much it. That's what we've come to the realization.
It works, doesn't it? You're like seeing it really happen, aren't you?
Yeah. So we're just, and again, going back to like your afternoon show all about love. Well, how do you even participate in it if you're not missing out on something else? You know what I mean? Like you sort of have to, tell yourself, I don't want to do this anymore. So we were going to have the running joke was we were going to get people to come and volunteer for us. They would sign up for an activity. When they showed up in the morning, there would be too many people for each job. So then people would actually have to go find something else to do.
And they would choose what they liked, you know.
Totally.
I remember volunteering at a SETI ranch, and I was like, man, what a mess. And I just started picking up garbage.
No comment. There. No comment.
Yeah, I know you remember this. And I just started picking up garbage. And it's like, why are you picking up garbage? I'm like, well, looks like that what needs to be done. At the end of the day, I think I'm a janitor.
Well, see, the thing is what I realize now is that it's not really hard to just be nice and do the right thing. It really isn't.
People no, it's simple.
Cheat, lie. Super simple. And like you guys were saying earlier, like I can't lie. Like even if I try, I can't do it. I literally have to walk away and not participate in order to avoid a lie. Even if it's something that I want to do, I'll walk away.
Thank you so much, Joan. I always appreciate your guys' call. You guys are beautiful individuals. Thank you so much for holding down the fort up there.
Yeah, no worries. We're here, so you know where to find us. We're doing the time concert. So again, we love you guys and can't wait to just everybody just sort of doing what they love to do only, and that'll be amazing.
Way to go. So, great messaging. Thank you so much for the call. All right, BBS Radio. Let's see if we can get one more in. I don't have any new callers, though. I'm pretty full of myself. Do I have to get the girls back to make a show? Do you have any callers for me, BBS? Forgive me if the chat room is... let's see. We did jump. Here we go. We got some. All right. Okay. No, yes, I do. Christine from Nevada on line 4. They were asked to be a speaker in an alien nest where they were requested to talk about Q. Christine from Nevada, gonna bury me.
Hi, Q.
My reputation. What's going on, Christine?
Okay, so I was having a conversation with a friend about you, and he was so intrigued and interested, and he didn't realize how deep it was. He happens to be a founder of the events that are done in LAX and in Vegas, and he said, can Q come out and talk about this stuff? And I said, I don't know.
$1 billion. $1 billion. I'll do it for a billion.
I think you know it's something like for humanity.
I've been asked this so many times. Keep going. I love this. Go ahead.
Oh, well, he said, it's for the disclosure people, you know, the groups that are into this stuff. And I said, well, I guess he's sometime in a vessel, but he's in another dimension, like the light ship. Actually, where is that dimension? What dimension are you in?
All right. So let's, can I isolate the question? Would I come out and do a disclosure conference? Is that the question?
Yes. And then, well, he also asked me, he says, if you can't come out in public, can I come out and speak about you? Because he feels like people need to know, people want to know this stuff. And I said,
yeah,
I don't
okay.
know.
So let's hold me there. So anyone can interview me however they want. And I want no fame or notoriety whatsoever. I do not have that ability. It doesn't intrigue me whatsoever. So, but you can tell your friend, I will gladly be interviewed. That's why I'm doing these radio shows. So you'll call in and ask me any question you want. That's what we're doing here. Now, okay. As far as the other topic, go ahead and ask me again, if you don't mind.
Okay. So you said you're willing to be interviewed, but on BBS or anywhere?
I prefer this because we have a platform, it gets recorded. We can document what I say. We can document what you ask me. We can get a lot of work done here. A lot of people, we have millions of people listening. And okay. So when I'm on these shows for 5 hours, 4 hours a day, I get a lot of work done. It seems to be, I did my one-on-one days and I got a lot of great work done, but the public did not get to benefit from it. So that's why I'm doing it. Any question you have, ask me all day long. I will tell you that I have the MUFON group approached me and ran away very quickly because they knew that I knew. So not even that group can stand up to me, unfortunately. I really thought we could get some work done with them, but many people have wanted to make a movie out of me. Maybe many people have wanted to sensationalized books and so forth. I'm not going to do it. I'm happy to answer any question on these radios. No problem. Anything and everything. If someone wants to interview me for 5 hours straight on all five of my shows, totally good with it.
Okay, got it. I think it was mainly for his event, and I said that I would ask. He said, but if you can't come to the event, then he said that it's very important that this stuff comes out, and he asked me if I would talk about you, like a small segment. And I said, I don't know. I don't think I'm qualified to represent or talk about him. I'd have to ask. Or
if you guys are having an event,
collaborate.
I'm happy to be interviewed at your event. I'm happy to do that. No problem. Don't be afraid of me whatsoever. I don't need any reciprocation either. I don't need any money. I don't have any money. I don't like money. You don't have to worry about paying me. But if you have an event going on, I can't wait to be there with you.
You could be there in person?
No, I will not do that. But you can interview me at your event. No problem. I don't want to be famous. I've already been famous.
So how would this, I don't understand. How would this work if it was at a public event to be able to talk about you so people...
How about you just give me a Zoom invitation, a Skype invitation, anything like that? Just give me a phone call, put me on conference call, no problem.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Just ask me anyway. I love the idea of hundreds of people asking me questions. I really want you to challenge me. Anything and everything is on the books.
Okay.
I'm here. Anything you want to ask, I want to help and be of support to you.
Okay, that sounds great. And then how do I, should I just email BBS to give you, get together?
BBS is my administrators, whether they like it or not. They're not thrilled with me on this. I'm burying their email. But get to me through them and they'll set something up. They want to sell more airtime. We're here to help them. Let's see what we can do.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
All right. All right. Let's see if we can keep moving on here. Sarah from Oklahoma on line two. When Q talks about Egypt and the pyramids, is it also concerning the pyramids outside Egypt, like those in the U.S.? Sarah, I have 5 minutes. How are we doing?
Hey, it's so great to hear from you. What a great show. And yes, that's kind of been in the back of my mind for a while now, that do we also include, when we discuss Egypt, do we include the pyramids in the United States? Is that something that we do? And is that where a lot of the Native Americans evolved from, the Egyptians that were here previously?
Yes, very good. Outstanding question, and thank you for your question. So Australia, Mexico, Chichen Itza as an example, Tulum, etc. Asia, underwater pyramids. What I'm encouraging everyone to do is start looking at the symbolism that's on the walls, whether it's Chichen Itza or Egypt or otherwise, and you're going to get that knowledge transferred back to you. Just keep looking at it, keep reciting it. There's some of it's been disclosed and in the articulation in the English language, but if you keep looking at it, we'll use Egypt as an example. If you would keep looking at the symbolism, that information will download to you. You'll get your memories back with that symbolism. If you have access to this Sumerian, Lemurian linguistics and or symbolism, I don't want us to live in the past, but there is unbelievable history ready for us if we would go back to using it. That's why you're seeing such an erratic erasing of our history now. If we would just get back to what it's like to expand our consciousness in a physical body is what I'm endorsing, and I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. Would that also include the time that we were all together in Jerusalem? Would that Jerusalem also be located in the United States?
Correct. And you would be able to answer this question if you kept reading the information that's on it. But yes, so we basically made a template of what we preferred in life. And so we made great cities and great, we're doing it again. We just got compromised on the way to developing the U.S. If we had just stuck with the same model, we love our cultural collaboration systems. We love it. That's why we're so thirsty for collaboration centers, healing centers, and so forth, because we used to have it. Castles used to be very, very positive. Now they're negative. I hope that helps you, and thank you for the call. I have to drop the line and get the next show on the road here. My love to you.
Thank you.
My love
to you. Very, very much love being said to you. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope we continue this dialogue in the future. Keep working on it, everyone. I love you very much. For the people.space, BBS Radio, PRQ team, everyone that's called in, and my hussies, love you so much, everybody. Have a beautiful day.